£1 billion a year on environmental projects, but has cut that commitment to just under £5 billion if it wins this year's election. It's pointing to economic turmoil under the Tories, but Rishi Sunak says it shows Keir Starmer U-turns on major things. Scotland's Health Secretary has resigned after racking up a bill of almost £11,000 on his parliamentary iPad. Back in November, Michael Matheson admitted to Holyrood that other members of his family had used it on holiday.
I am a father first and foremost. I can see now that it's just not possible to explain a data usage without explaining their role. Signed officer, the simple truth is they were watching football matches.
He says he's since repaid the money. Snow and ice could make for a dangerous drive home this evening in northern parts of the UK as heavy rain hits the south. Weather warnings are in place across much of the UK. The Met Office has forecast 25 centimetres of snow in some areas. Carl Bond is cut off from the distillery he runs in a remote part of Cheshire.
For us, we're running our whiskey stills today, and they've got to run over the next few days. So we've got a guy who lives on site who'll be there enjoying the peace and quiet, probably. But we won't be able to take any deliveries. We won't have any members of the public on site.
The number of children having rotten teeth removed in hospital has jumped 17% in a year. Figures show 47,000 extractions were carried out among the under-20s in England. Armed police have raided two addresses in Newcastle associated with the suspect in the Clapham chemical attack. No arrests were made and searches are continuing as the manhunt for Abdul Azadi enters its second week. And Tracy Chapman's Fast Car has had a 241% increase in streams since the Grammys. She joined country singer Luke Combs on stage at the awards show to perform the hit. And that's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Cheers, Simon.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the awards-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, this evening we'll start with another spell of heavy rain moving in from the south. It will remain wet also throughout the overnight period, but turning patchier towards dawn. It's going to be breezy but mild with overnight lows of 9. Now, looking ahead to tomorrow morning, we'll see mostly cloudy and some lingering showers, outbreaks of rain, and this will continue into the afternoon. But there may also be the odd brighter spell with highs tomorrow of 12.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know.
Yes, it's Thursday. So as we turn the Michael Bublé slider down on this beautiful day, we turn up the other slider over of the equally beautiful Michelle Spencer. Hello.
Hello. That was full of sarcasm, especially the beautiful day.
Maybe the beautiful day, but not the beautiful person. I'm being nice today, Michelle. Come on.
Aww,
so how are you, Michelle Spencer?
Yeah,
our drives well-being coach / guru, well-being. Everything.
Always happy to be here. Always in a good mood when I get here. That's it. Doesn't matter how miserable the rest of the day was.
No. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you leave it outside the door. That's what we
that's
do.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah, yes. That's it. Yeah. Leave it outside the studio.
Yeah. There's a big rain cloud out there, but we'll talk about that later. So, Michelle, what have you got for us today?
So, next week is Valentine's and Galentine's Day. So,
Galentine's?
That's the day before Valentine's. It's the 13th. It's for all the single people out there who don't want to, or those people who don't want to buy into the, what?
I didn't know that.
Did you
not? I missed that. Is that a new thing or what?
No, it's been around for a couple of years now. Yeah, it's for all the people who kind of don't want to buy into the Valentine's. They call it Galentine's, and the idea is you get all your single friends together and celebrate you.
Loving that.
Yeah,
that
so
idea.
I thought I would do heart openers.
Coming in. Here we go.
That's a little bit of sarcasm there. So those people that have been coming to my classes have heard me say this. So heart openers is just code yoga code for backbends. And backbends definitely don't have to be hardcore backbends. We use backbends all the time, even just the little slight ones. So we call them heart openers in yoga, and you sometimes hear the cheesy phrase, shine your heart forward. So I do not use that phrase. I'm not a sugar-coated person, if you haven't noticed yet. I say it like it is.
What do people say? Shine your heart
forward. Shine your heart forward.
And you have to say it like that.
They do say it like that, too. Okay. And you have to say, shine your heart forward.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but all heart openers or back bends do is they help, because of the way we're pressing the chest kind of forward, mm-hmm. arching the back, it helps strengthen the back and the shoulders. That's really what we're doing. When we call them heart openers, we are talking about really the heart chakra, which is that energy center in the middle where our heart basically is. And right. our heart chakra is responsible for giving and receiving love. So when it's open, you're more receptive to receiving love. And when you're more receptive to giving love as well. And also, it has to do with empathy and connection with other people as well.
Yeah,
so
makes sense.
My heart chakra is always open, obviously.
Yeah.
So I thought we would do a few little exercises or, you know, poses to shine our heart forward.
Brilliant. Come on, then.
So, and again, everybody can do this at home or at work, sitting at the desk, sitting in a chair. You don't have to stand up for any of these poses. A couple of them you can lay down on your belly for if you wanted to. So I'm going to give you the chair version for all of them today. So the first one is camel, Ustrasana, but it's camel pose. So right. camel pose, if you're doing it in a yoga class, is a more intense yoga pose, but all we do is we come to the edge of our chair. If we're sitting in our chair, I'm just going to adjust my microphone here. And we bring the hands to our lower back, plant the feet on the floor. We squeeze the shoulder blades together. And then as you take a nice deep breath, take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, you just lift the chin. And so the chest presses forward. And can you see my heart shining forward,
yeah.
Joe?
So basically, it's a straight back, essentially.
Well, yeah, but as I'm... So if I'm going to show you from the side. So I start from...
So slightly arched, I can see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got basically the palms of your hands in the back of your small...
My lower back, yeah.
Really, yeah, yeah. Got you.
And then, like I said, so if you squeeze the shoulder blades together, and then as you exhale, you're pressing forward with the chest, so it does give you a slight back bend.
Pushing
forward. Yeah.
Oh,
so
that makes sense.
That's our camel pose. And if you can do deeper ones if you're sitting, if you're in an actual yoga class.
And can you stand up as well as sitting down?
You can. You would do this one kneeling in a yoga class.
Right, okay. You're okay to do it sitting down if
Definitely like that. That's a more gentle version and it's a nicer one.
Yeah.
And it's more, I think, accessible for most people. The deeper version, even in a yoga class, you don't see very many people going into it because you're leaning down actually from kneeling down towards your heels arching the back.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody likes that one.
Mm.
So the next pose is puppy dog pose or Anahatasana. And Anahata means heart. Anahatasana means heart melting pose. We've done this one before,
yeah,
I think. So puppy dog pose, again, you can do it at your desk. All you do, we can do it where we bring our hands onto the desk, push your chair all the way back, and you drop your head.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
We have done this one. Mm. Drop your head between the desk towards the floor. So, again, you're getting that really nice stretch kind of between the shoulder blades.
So, keeping the hands on the desk.
Yeah.
And you literally then just bend forward.
Shall I show? Yes. Yeah, shall I show you and you talk it through?
Go on then, okay.
So, we just reach
back.
Ah,
so you reach back as far as you can, and then you're putting your head down onto the desk if you can only go that far.
Or
if you can't, you can't go all the way down, you can just put your head on the desk. But if you can go further down, then of course, then go as far as you can, bend right the way down.
Keep your hands on the desk though, so you're not going to go all the way to the floor.
No.
That'd be really impressive if you could.
I just did. You missed it, Michelle.
So. And another one would be Sphinx. And Sphinx, again, is a nice one to do in class. We lay on our bellies normally when we do this. But you can do this one, again, on your desk or on your chair. And you just come onto the forearms this time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, again, just pressing the chest forward. So if you're on the floor, you're laying on your belly. Right. You bring the forearms onto the floor. Hands planted, elbows kind of underneath the chest. And again, you're just lifting the chest up off the floor, pressing the chest forward. You can lift the chin up if you want as well, just for an extra little bit of a stretch. But you get a real compression kind of in the lower back. So again, if this one's too much for anyone in the lower back, if they've got any back lower issues, you can just walk the hands away. And again, you can adjust it so it's not as deep of a back bend. But this one's really nice. And you can rest in this one for a minute or two on the floor. In fact, it's nice and comfortable.
That was a nice and easy one. I like that one as well. Yeah. And so, again, it's just taking time out. I even feel that I speak slower.
Do you?
After you've been in. Yeah, I know. In a good way, obviously.
Good.
Yeah, because you do. Because, you know, like the hustle and bustle, you just don't have the time. And it's really nice that you just share some easy exercises with us. That's a lovely thing to do. So thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
And where can we find you online?
Online, you can find me on Instagram. I'm Midlife and Michelle because I am in my midlife. That's the kind of classes I run.
No.
And you can find me on the internet at www.anahata, just like we've been doing today, yogawithmichelle.co.uk. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant, Michelle. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Joe.
As usual. You said you asked me to pick a song out this time.
I did.
And you said something with heart, just
to
keep in the theme. Do you know which one I've done? I don't think you haven't. No. You mentioned Rod Stewart, and I thought, no, I'm making an executive decision.
Good.
I've gone with Candy Staton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Young Hearts Run Free.
Nice.
I think there's going to be a dancing in the studio. Because we're still a younger heart.
We are.
Here's Michelle.
See you next week.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. Encourage the babies every time they sing. Sarah's a baby.
Young Hearts. Thanks again to Michelle Spencer. And if you've just tuned in and think, oh no, I've just missed Michelle, don't worry. It'll be up online on the phoenixfm.com website under Drive or Joe Bailey by the weekend. And if you want to catch up, I've put them all down in episodes. How good I am to you. See what I mean? So you can go and have a look at all different types of exercises that we've done, goodness me, since last May now. Now, coming up after the break, we are going to have a brilliant track, Kylie Minogue.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. Ambulance Strictly.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Never ending now. You got it. You wow, 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 wow.
I love that. That's Kylie Minogue and Wow here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. And you know what? It's 5:20 on Thursday, the 8th of February. Now, we've got our one-hit wonder. It's been a while, actually, since we've had one of these, but this band, all I want you to do is name the band. Now, UK charted in the 1980s, 1986 to be precise. Their highest UK chart hit peaked at number 6 with Calling All the Heroes. Is that giving it away to you already? But they've had other singles as well, like Too Young to Remember, Sister Sarah, among loads of others as well. They kind of reached the top 100 but never broke back into the top 40. They actually formed here in the UK. They are from Cumbria as well. And in 1982, the band formed, and in 1990 they split up but reformed a whole 16 years later, and they're still going. But do you know the band's name?
We'll be right back.
also the band's name. Recalling all the heroes, was It Bites, yes, and they are still going again. So I'll say it again, It Bites, and I pronounced it correctly for you there. Yeah, and they're coming up, we've got the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, there's usual congestion coming out of London, but there's queuing traffic on the A12 eastbound before the 406 North Circular Road, Redbridge roundabout. Travel time there is around 25 minutes. Now, Thaden boys, if you're there, there's an accident on Thaden Road between Epping High Road and Coppice Row. In Braintree, slow traffic on the A120 east between B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout, around a 15-minute travel time there. In Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road, Ingrave Road, all towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. A120 eastbound, slow traffic between Coggleshaw and the Markstown Interchange. Over in Chelmsford, slow traffic on Van Diemen's Road, A114 between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout. Also, the Army and Navy roundabout, slow moving traffic on the Baddow Road there as well. Colchester, St Andrews Avenue, slow traffic between Colchester Road and Cone Causeway. Having a look at South End, slow traffic on Victoria Avenue. This is southbound between East Street / West Street and Queensway. Now heading over to the Tube for you, because the trains are looking good again today. But the Tube, there's still minor delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains. Underground station is still closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town, and there's severe delays on the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and Heathrow at Terminals 1, 2 and 3, all due to cancellations. And that is it for the updates from me. Now, one of the best tracks around at the moment.
Take refuge in your bed until the tears dry. Don't listen to slow songs, they make you cry. Delete their number, though it's memorized. On your fingertips for the rest of your life.
Don't look at old photos to pass the time. It does you no favors, they will remind you of the rose-colored you and your mind. Traces of someone you left behind. I was foolish, it's proven. Keep moving, to-do list after the
first things first, self-preservation.
Remember whatever you do, do not call. I've been wondering why heartbreak's not taught. It's good to warn us what we're in for. I'd have got myself a degree to be sure, but I was foolish. So if I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know what I know now. Might be a time and place when I wanted to see your face. If I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know what I know now. Might be a time and place when I wanted to see your face. If I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know. I was foolish, proven,
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yep, that's on tonight. Yes, Madeline Christin will be talking to, this is brilliant actually, Americana singer-songwriter Hannah Blaycock. You do not want to miss that tonight. Yeah, that's brilliant. So basically, Madeline plays all country and Americana stuff. And Madeline does a brilliant show if you're into country music or just think, oh, do you know what? I'll just have a little listen. It is well worth a listen. Before that, we've got Bumper to Bumper, a trawl-free indie and alt stuff from the 1960s right the way up to now. With Gareth Williams, and as I said earlier, listening, that we had the non-league hour with our John Chubb, an hour of news from local non-league football teams, and taking over from me tonight, I can always look forward to a chat to Darren, is Darren Mutu, and he's going to be talking to broadcaster Charles Dagnall, live from Johannesburg at the Under 19 World Cup. It's going to be a brilliant show tonight, but now, they feel with a kiss.
Another heartbreak, I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. Such a Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's
FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, there's a charity fundraiser race night in aid of the Hanging Trust at the Billericay Theatre. That's 34 Radford Way here in, well, Billericay, just up the road. And this is on Friday, the 9th of February. Yes, tomorrow. Now, it's pre-recorded horse races with commentary that you'll be able to place totes bets on. Ticket price is £10 per person. Doors are 7pm. The first race isn't until 7:45, so it gives you loads of time to settle in. 100% in aid of the Hanging Trust, an Essex-based charity founded 40 years ago, actually, by a family raising two children with learning disabilities. And for more details, you know where to go, phoenixfm.com, and then you will see the events tab there. Click on that and it will take you straight to it. So that's the charity fundraiser this night in aid of the Hanging Trust on this Friday, tomorrow night.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures, pleasure and profit.
Now we've got a fab track from the Haim Sisters from the album Women in Music Part 3 from 2019.
Said I would never break this promise, but now I'm back to count it all. We cannot be friends, cannot pretend that it makes sense. We cannot be friends, cannot pretend that it makes sense. Cause now I'm in it, but I've been trying to find my way back.
Trying to find my way back for a minute. 'Cause now-
that guy just hanging at your pad. He's looking kinda, yeah, you broke up, that's too bad. I guess it's fair if he always pays a rent and he doesn't get mad about sleeping on the couch when I'm there. Cause I like you, yeah, I like you, and I feel it's a bohemian like you. Yeah, I like you, yeah, I like you, and I feel, whoa,
like you. Always forget that little bit at the end. It catches me out every time. Coming up soon, of course, in the next 15 minutes or so, we do have Darren Mutu. Yes, he's actually arrived early in the studio today. We'll have a little chat with him soon. But taking us up to the ads, let's have another listen. That's the intro.
This, the intro.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 759. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Bricky.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Le Alia Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The team at St. Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in your own time and at your own pace. Aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Oh, the Walk 100 Challenge, St. Francis Hospice. Now, we've got in the studio, we've got the lovely Darren Mutu.
How are you?
Well, you're more relaxed this week, I guess.
I feel like I haven't seen you for ages.
I know, at least a year, I'm sure.
No. Well, after last week, when I got here by the skin of my teeth, you had to rush up to go and see West Ham.
Yeah.
And I just got caught in every single road work and traffic jam and stupid driving.
One of them nights, isn't it, really?
So I'm here nice and early, and of course in good time to have a chat as well.
Yeah, a nice exciting one tonight, isn't it? So they're actually, he's actually there, is he? The under-19s World Cup?
Yeah, he's covering it for Sky.
Oh, nice.
Yes, Charles Dagnall. Many of you will know if you watch cricket on the TV. He's on all the channels. He's very much in demand.
Oh, right, okay.
And he's very supportive of Phoenix FM. Oh, always, nice. Always got time for us, and I spotted he was out there on his I saw him on his Twitter feed, and I saw him on the telly, so I thought, Daggers, I'm going to track you down. Give but he was better. Fine. He was fine. He said, I've got a 10-minute break.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it? People, there are other people that really don't take any notice after a while once they get to a certain place that they don't want to know you. But there's some still sort of like remember and...
Don't you worry. Know. I've got a little black book of all those people that when it was locked down, they had all the time in the world and they wanted all the exposure. Yeah, of course I'll come on for a chat now.
Yeah. You're going through them all, are you? Marking them all off, are you?
Yes.
With a big red pen.
Yep, exactly.
But obviously not Charles Dagnall tonight, so yeah. I'll be listening into that one, to be fair.
Mm. Yeah, that'll be good. There's a World Cup going on that no one seems to know about, and it's all the future stars.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd highlight that. Club England are still touring in India. Yeah. There's loads of news. So yes, all to cram in. I was really rushed last week as well. I turned up late, and I never really sort of got my mojo together.
Oh.
And all through the show, if anyone was listening, and they probably noticed, I know one or two people did say to me, "God, that sounds rushed." but I did manage to squeeze in everything, but I did have to cut a bit short right at the end.
Oh, did you? Oh, but you always play the good music as well, so that's what I love.
Yes, big part of the show, that. So,
looking forward to that. So, actually, talking of the under-19s, do you ever go and see any, because you're such a busy guy, do you ever get any time to go and see the cricket yourself?
Yeah, I do. I mean, during the summer when it's here, if I'm on holiday, I'll go to places where there's a bit of cricket going on.
Oh, do you?
Barbados.
Yeah, nice.
And the last couple of times I've been out there, there has been cricket going on. And,
is it a different feel out there from when you're in the crowd?
Oh, massively.
Is it really?
Yeah, massively. And the food and the drink's different. And it's great. Because you go to cricket here and it's all about... And depending on where you go in this country, each ground seems to have a very different... I mean, it's a bit like football, I suppose, sometimes.
Yeah.
You go to different football grounds.
Sure, different feel,
it's different,
right?
Yeah. And it's the same with cricket, and you know, if you go to a different ground in this country, and if you go abroad, it's different again, and that's kind of the nice thing, isn't it?
So
I've been really lucky with all that. So I do manage to, but as you say, I am chasing my tail most of the time with one thing and another.
Will you ever slow down, Darren? No. That's the thing, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to play Katie's Tunstall, give you 10 minutes to sort out another cup of tea, and then you can sort yourself out. So Darren will be taking over from me from 6 o'clock. Cheers, Darren. Now we've got Katie Tunstall.
Hi, this is Katie Tunstall. You're listening to Phoenix FM. Yeah.
she's taller than most, and she's looking at me. I can see her eyes looking from the page of a magazine. She makes me feel like I could be a tower, fixed or dying. About to give the power to see, yeah, yeah. Suddenly, yes, she got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah. Suddenly, yes, she got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah.
Mikey's Breakfast.
In the news today, apparently Amanda Holden has sparked 235 Ofcom complaints with her plunging navy thigh-slit gown on Britain's Got Talent.
Let's have a look at this, shall we? Let's go down here. Let's have a look. Oh, it is a bit plunging.
Oh, I can see her socks.
Mikey's Breakfast, 7 to 10 weekdays on Phoenix FM.
Did you get to see Tracy Chapman again? Yes, on the Grammys. Like that. And Luke Combs, the wonderful Luke Combs. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play out Luke Combs, You Found Yours. And then after that, we've got the guest, the intro, It Was the Jam going on. So I'm going to leave you with these two brilliant tracks. And then, of course, stick around for the wonderful Darren. And I will see you tomorrow. See ya.
Daddy found a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch what she paid for. When you find that kind of money, you found yours. Way out of your league, but you didn't care. When you stole that kiss on her daddy's front porch, that feeling that you're feeling, buddy, you found yours. Whoa, 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 you found yours. That living, breathing reason you've been looking for. Turns to two little feet running up and down the hall. Now it's plain as day what you're down here for. You were looking for a reason, buddy. Fan.
people might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can see the same things happening here today. Show up strength with your boys' brigade, and I'm so happy and you're so right. You want more money, of course I don't mind. But you need a text for small atomic crimes, and the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing, society's got some going down on the ground. Pleasure to hate me, I've felt already on my fate. People might need some tension to relax me, I'm too busy dodging between the facts. You see, here's a what you get. You've made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust, and the lies will shut down. Promises lost, there's a killing machine, the proper office and gun. Public wants what the public gets, but I don't get what the society wants. I'm going underground, going underground. Brass bands play up, to pound going underground. So let the boys sing, let the boys all shout for tomorrow. La 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 la, la 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 la. We're talking about talk until my head explodes. I turn on the news and my body explodes. It's pain, my teeth will scream. My big boy shout, my big boy scream. Going underground.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.